Hey, Steve.
Okay.
We would share the Vietnam Republic, and I don't believe.
No loss yourself.
Got a suggestion.
I never did catch what you said, Randy. Yeah, on this part of the internet tower. Go ahead.
This is case number 2016-17. The project is the Vanderlink T1 wireless internet tower. The applicant or current property owner is Linda Crosby. And the representative is Garrett Vanderpool with Vanderlink. The subject property is located at 5015 State Highway 248, Branson, Missouri. And we've got it highlighted here. It's located in the Branson Township, Section 12, Township 23, Range 22. Of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west views of the property in question. We're really looking predominantly at this area right in here. Just right in here. The representative is requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit in order to allow for the development of a new wireless internet facility consisting of a new 170-foot monopole or a 150-foot self-supporting tower based upon the engineering, a concrete pad with two concrete portable structures serving as equipment shelters, and a propane-powered backup generator would be located upon this utility lot. The current property in question is approximately just a little over 25 acres, according to the assessor's information, and is currently owned by Linda Crosby. The approximately 25.07 acre parcel currently contains three single-family residences, which are all constructed prior to the adoption of the Development Guidance Code. The representative, again, is now requesting approval of a Division 3 permit, which would authorize the construction of either a new 170-foot tall monopole or 150-foot self-supporting tower, based upon the engineering, a concrete pad with two concrete portable structures serving as equipment shelters, and a propane-powered backup generator. To be located on a separate utility lot. The current application was approved for concept on July 18th of this year. Basically, the representative is proposing to purchase an approximately 0.17 acre or 7,405.2 square feet utility lot from the current property owner to serve as the location for the new wireless internet tower site. The representative has indicated that Vanderlink is proposing to establish a new wireless internet facility because the existing tower on the property to the east, shown here, basically won't support additional co-locations. The utility lot in question will be served by a 50-foot wide access easement. There are two existing single-family residences that would likely fall within either the 170-foot or 150-foot radius of the tower. I did not pinpoint the exact location, but I just wanted to show a measurement just to show that there likely would be one, potentially two, houses that would fall within that radius. Therefore, the staff recommends that a condition be placed on the application requiring the submission of an engineered design fall zone letter for the proposed wireless internet tower prior to the issuance of the Division 2 permit. The adjoining property immediately to the north is State Highway 248, with predominantly vacant property being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south is predominantly vacant. The adjoining property immediately to the east is State Highway 248, with predominantly vacant property being located further to the east. And the adjoining property immediately to the west is predominantly single-family residential. The project received a total score of 8 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 19. No relative policies received a negative score. The staff recommendations on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this Division 3 permit, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance from the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Aviation Administration, only if required. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than the generators associated specifically with the wireless telecommunications facility. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And not, that's not supposed to be on there. Prior to the issuance of a Division 2 permit, an engineered design fall zone letter for the proposed wireless internet tower shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Seven, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division 3 permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed within 6 months of the cessation of operations. And eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days of the approval shall expire. And we've got a brief video of the property in question. We've done a quick 360. And basically, the 50-foot easement, this existing roadway falls within this within this 50-foot easement. And here, in just a second, I forgot I've got a second video. The tower would actually be somewhat down in this area, and we'll kind of show that. I may need the representative to point out a more specific location, but but here's the survey stake, so I knew we were in the right vicinity.
Starting point from the north end.
Okay.
By the way, for the record, I'm Kent Vanderpool, and I'm representing Vanderlink. And then as you're passing, this particular parcel of land will take off and go in a pie shape and end at the point there. Adjoining property owner.
And that's all the staff has.
Anybody got any questions for Ken?
Are they purchasing the 25 acres?
Not you. I'm talking about the boys up there. We'll get to you in a minute.
Bob, can you zoom out just a little bit on that aerial?
Sorry, let me.
I'm sorry, I should have been a little clearer.
Well, that may be too much.
Trying to figure out where we're at. Okay. Now I know where I'm at with Sycamore Church Road and High Road up there. I was looking general
proportion
where the. Okay.
Right above that, what is that, utility unit?
There used to be a little, wasn't there a little old store on the right just before you get to that property?
Yeah. Dave Orr.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that farm store that you saw the little claws. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you call it? Unity?
No? Chula Vista was the original.
Oh, okay.
site up there is what they...
Yeah, Dad used to go up there fox hunting. Well, actually, where he's got his red line for that, the tower, it'd actually be a little bit further to the north and maybe a little bit.
That's what I was wondering, too. I'm probably off a little bit there.
Where he's got his red mark. Not really.
The tower's going to be a little north of that, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it'll be beyond these two trees right here. So the tower actually sits back, proposed to sit back in here.
Okay.
Okay.
So the house that he shows in question is out of the 150-foot radius, you believe?
I'd have to wait to see what the engineer would say on that. I could not speak to that.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? Okay, Ken, if you'll sit down, please. We'll listen.
Okay.
Hear some of the... Greg Hoffman?
Yes, sir. My name is Greg Hoffman. I'm with
the owner of next door to the property in question there. And, of course, I received your letter. Appreciate, you know, you
Which
contacting
house?
Me. The one where the red arrow points into there.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a used to be the Branson Creek corporate office that I had moved there, that I have been conducting my student travel business, Branson On Stage Live, at this location since 2003. We've been in a business bringing students to Branson for 21 years now for the tourism industry. So we have a full-time staff of 5 employees, and of course it raises questions with this tower, and of course I didn't know what that could curtailed, and that's why I'm here inquiring, like the rest of us, what this would mean and what kind of impact that this would have on our location. Of course, I don't feel comfortable with it, just to be honest with you, with a tower that close to our place of business, because we are, you know, we work 365 days out of the year pretty much. And so we'll have, you know, anywhere from 4 or 5 people in that building, you know, pretty much during the business hours of the day. My question was there when I thought I was asked, you know, for a question. Is the 25 acres being purchased by the internet company or just this one slice of pie? Because there are some other great locations probably that would be safer in that with that individual who's selling them that property. That, I don't know. I would think they're be just as high, but I mean, that might be a consideration as far as location. My concerns, of course, I bought this property back then for investment too, for my retirement program, which I haven't initiated. I don't know if I'll ever get to, but I mean, you know, cell phones, we all have a chance to use them or not use them, and with all the benefits, but you know, you don't always have a choice when a cell tower moves in next to your property. So I appreciate the opportunity to voice my concerns at least. And these are really great people, you know, and I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I don't, you know, want to get into their dreams or aspirations furthering their business. But anyway, those are some of my concerns. And then there's another resident that's in question that's fairly close. And so, you know, down in the future, what is this going to mean, even though it's great for their business and moving forward and bringing revenues to, you know, to their families, how's that going to affect our families and aesthetics? I mean, how many have driven up into a home looking for a different property and seen a big, huge cell phone tower, say, oh, we don't want to live here. That's a cell phone tower. That's a tower. Let's go find something that's more pleasing in our aesthetic to our business. So as far as aesthetics and the, you know, enhancing the future value, I think it's going to have a negative effect on the surrounding communities and the houses that people have invested in. So that's another concern. The other concern would be, and I don't know much about, and I have posed a few questions here prior to the meeting starting, about the health risks and issues. And those are concerns because we're in that building. What kind of emissions or what kind of health factors other than the tower falling? Are there guidelines on these monopoles or, you know, the 170-foot tower versus the 150-foot tower? I am, you know, I hope